Well, there is some question about whether or not the House will even pass the coronavirus $2 trillion stimulus package today. By the way, it's more than twice the size. I want you to think about this. The stimulus package, $2 trillion, plus $4 trillion pledged by the Fed for businesses in America. It's more than twice the size of the entire New Deal put together by Franklin Roosevelt. More than double is this piece of legislation. And that tells you, and congratulations to the Kennedy Center of Performing Arts for getting all sorts of money, and Howard University, and for the House giving themselves pay raises. Congratulations on all that, because this is clearly what needs to be done in the middle of a pandemic. Shocking, isn't it? It's just shocking that these are the kind of things that Nancy Pelosi would allow to be fooled with during this time. Now, the games are going to play on the Republican side today, apparently. Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie, apparently not willing to just give a head nod, apparently wants to demand that there's an in-person vote, wants to make sure that we don't go some direction in voting in Congress that doesn't demand people be there in person. So apparently right now people are trying to find flights to get back to Washington. We'll have Congressman Tim Walberg here in just a moment. We'll have Congressman Tim Walberg here in just a moment from Michigan 7th Congressional District to discuss what it's going to be. We're going to go to the Common Sense Hotline now, the DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Russell is checking in from Westchester, New York. Russell, how are you?
I'm fine, Jeff, thanks. One number, they throw a lot of numbers around, but one number I think you might want to look at is the number of excess deaths. How many more people are actually dying this year now than at the same time last year? Certainly on the roads, there's going to be fewer people getting killed, but you can factor that in and see if there's actually a significant elevation. It reminds me of, remember, Jeff, when they said, we don't want the smoking gun to be in the form of a mushroom cloud?
I do remember that. And
now
it's okay,
like,
Russell.
We don't want this to be a 20 million person epidemic. It's a fear-based strategy. But, Jeff, if you get a chance, maybe next week you can look into this Tara Reid story about Biden. Have you heard about that?
I got to jump. I got to appreciate it. It's Steve, by the way. I appreciate you calling and checking in, Russell. I do, from Westchester, New York. The excess death is actually an intriguing point that he's made here. The 888-900-9966 DTE Common Sense Hotline, you can check in. But this point is, you look at these folks, and this brings me back to the Italy studies of people that would have died anyway, and that the coronavirus deaths are overstated by about 8 times or more because many of these people had pre-existing conditions, morbidity conditions, 1, 2, or 3. But every single person, if you were hit by a car in Italy and you had the coronavirus was listed as your cause of death. That's misleading. It's inaccurate. It's wrong to do it that way, but that's how it was done. So it's an interesting point that he makes here. Are we seeing an excess death count in America, or about what we would expect? And if you add an extra 80,000 deaths in as being predicted today, down, I'm happy to say, from the 2.2 million predicted. But if you have 80,000 deaths, how much does that click up excess deaths? Less people driving, less people being involved in work accidents, less people doing fill in the blank. Maybe that actually reduces the cause of death in other places, and we'll keep an eye on that, and maybe we remain somewhere near average. As I mentioned, Congressman Tim Walberg will be here in a bit. But in the meantime, I want to take a moment, because we haven't done this, it's Friday. I want to take a moment and share some of the best bits of wisdom from Joe Biden for the week. Joe says we need a lot more money. The $2 trillion, not enough. And by the way, like I said, they're all flying back now to try to get that done because Thomas Massie is apparently trying to gum things up. But Joe Biden, more government spending, working on his version of how to turn America into Venezuela as soon as possible. It's bite number one from Joe Biden. Bite one, go.
Opportunity, I believe, in the next round here to use the green economy, my green deal, or to be able to generate both economic growth and consistent with the kind of infusion of monies we need into the system to keep it going. One of the ways to make sure these jobs are available that may get lost or hurt in the meantime is to provide the kind of jobs that are prevailing wages where people are making $45, $50 an hour plus benefits by building new infrastructure. We're going to need new infrastructure going down the road here, and it's a way to generate economic growth. That's going to be, I think, the next round we have to be looking at.
Sure, we need just more money, Joe. I mean, it grows on trees. We'll get back to his professorship. The DTE Common Sense Hotline here, 888-900-9966. Shishi is in Louisiana. They've got some trouble in New Orleans, to say the least. On the line here, Shishi, what's on your mind?
Okay, what's going on today? Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm calling today, man, because it's just a trip, okay? So we got this the $2 trillion money coming, right? But then we have all these deaths. The people that are dying and these family members are losing, are they going to get any money, the ones that's dying?
You know, that's a good question. Will families be compensated if a loved one passes away? Shishi, that's a pretty fair question, and I appreciate it. And I don't know the answer to that, and I'm going to have to look into it. But I appreciate you being on the program today and asking an important question. If family members die or loved ones die, what is the compensation there? Obviously, they're sending checks to those that are still among us, $1,200. I think it's $3,000 for a family of four. Great question. Calling in from Louisiana. It's the DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. It's a solid question, and we'll find out. This is the No Panic Zone, where we have real conversations to figure out what's really going on. And let's skip all the nonsense about all these terrible things are going to happen. All right? Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra third year of warranty. That's far and away an industry-leading warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is built in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Sales event ends March 31st.